Hello everyone, this is Fatima Gould from I Am Over the Wall, and today I want to talk to you about time as an opportunity. And most of the time I say to myself, I just don't have enough time. There isn't enough time in the day to get everything that I want done. There isn't enough years in which to accomplish everything on my bucket list. And I also have a goal setting list that I have that I want for the next 5 years. And I think the time is just going to run out and I won't accomplish it all. And so I get a little nervous. But then I realize, you know, there's 168 hours in a week. There's no more, no less. You can't buy from it. You can't borrow from it. You can't beg it. It is what it is, 168 hours. And when I think about that, I start to prioritize my time. And it looks like looking after my mind, my body, and my soul, spending time with my family, spending time with my friends, and spending time with the source of my life. And the source of my life is going to give me the strength and the energy to accomplish all that I have to accomplish in the given time that I have, which includes my lifespan of time. And so today I want to encourage everyone not to look at time as something to resist, but look at it as something to embrace, something to be happy about, something that's an opportunity, and use it wisely, use it with favor, use it with blessings. And when you are spending time with the people that you love, look at the quality of it, not at the amount that you have. Because a little kid that's running around and it just wants to play peekaboo isn't thinking about how much time you're spending playing peekaboo. It's thinking about how much fun that I am having with this person playing with me. And so what I really want to look at that. Look at having fun, freedom, and ease with your time. And when you schedule it enough so that there is a breakdown time. And schedule it so that you don't put too many things in that lot of day. Like, I wouldn't put 20 things when you know realistically you can only accomplish 5. Because it's just crazy to think you can do 20 with the given amount of time that you're awake, considering there's only 168 hours of the week. You can spread it out. You can move some to another day. You can enroll people to help you, because many hands make the work light, and definitely spread out the time. So today I want to encourage us all to look at time as an opportunity, something to embrace, and to live life with energy, with favor, with positivity, and know that, you know, you're using your time the best that you can, and just be happy with it. And not make it something that you have to endure. So if there's one thing I want to say is to go to IamOverTheWall.com and share your best time stories and encourage the rest of us and give us what you do with your time and how you divide it up so that we can all learn and get something from it and just make our lives even more richer. So until next time, that's Fatima saying bye-bye.